Okay. Nana? Okay. This, okay. You, okay. This is Dior Thompson, and this is Miss Early McCullough, who is 84. It is 6:07, May 23rd. Okay. Nana? Okay, so where were you born?
Where?
You were born where?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And where was your mother's family born?
What'd you say?
Where was your mother's family born?
My mother was born in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And where was your father born?
In Goldsboro, North Carolina.
And did you, when you were younger, did you experience any type of segregation?
Any what?
Type of segregation. Can you give me an example?
Once I was visiting my aunt in Coatesville, and as I was walking down Main Street, a person called me the N-word.
And like was your fam was your family a part of the Great Migration? So living in North Carolina?
What my family was?
A part of the Great Migration.
I guess so. I'm the youngest of eight, Dior. So they did migrate from North Carolina into Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But I was born here.
Okay. Was were there any like casualties in your family during that time?
Any what?
Casualties, like deaths.
Any tragic scenes?
Yes.
Not that I remember. As I said, I was born here. The others were born in North Carolina.
And did they, knowing that you weren't born there, did they go through, did they tell you of any things that happened to them? Can you tell me some of the things that happened to them?
They did say that they had experienced some segregation. Of course, everybody did at that particular time. That's why they were migrating up north for betterment.
Okay, and were you ever directly involved in any raids or marches?
I did. No, but you better say no, because it didn't happen.
Okay. And so I know that the New Negro Network was established. It was like radio stations and stuff. Was there like, did you listen to segregated radio stations? Do you remember any names of any?
The same radio stations that we always had was W. Let's see, what was that really? KYW, I would say that one.
And what was, where did you live? What was your childhood like? Was it, did you live in a, were you like wealthy? Were you well off? Did you have like a low income family? How was your life as a child?
I didn't experience anything because my parents, since I was the youngest, my parents always found a way to provide for me. Okay? I was the eighth child.
And when you were growing up, did you have any friends that were, did you have any other friends that were from a different race? Were you, did you ever get that chance to have friends at a young age that were a different race?
I was coming up, no. Basically, my friends were all people of color.
And as what was it like to live during the time of Martin Luther King? Yeah.
Did you say?
What was it like to live in the time when Martin Luther King was was alive?
I was saying, I had
Were you surprised when he was assassinated?
Huh?
Were you surprised when he was assassinated?
I certainly was.
And did you ever feel as if you would live to see the first African American president?
Did I think that he would be?
Did you ever believe that you would be able to see an African American president come into office?
I guess the answer to that would be yes. I didn't know when, but I'm sure that it was going to happen, but I didn't know when, of course.
Mm. And did your mother or father ever tell you what their childhood was like?
Yes.
Can you explain to me, please?
My mother and my father lived in the city of Wilmington, North Carolina, in a house that they had there that they raised my siblings, which was my other seven sisters and brothers. My father always worked, and my mother was always domesticated, which meant she stayed home and raised her children.
Okay. And what is the saddest event that you remember from that time?
Huh?
What is the saddest event that you remember from that time?
What special event?
Saddest event.
Saddest event?
Yes.
Well, I guess